If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this 10th day of December 2010. Happy birthday to Kenneth Branagh, who is 50. Susan Day of the Partridge Family. Oh, I love her. 58. And Rod Blagojevich is 54. Raven Simone turns 25 today. And today is Nobel Peace Prize Day. Interestingly enough, with the world in complete chaos and turmoil. Barack Obama received the award last year, 2009. And it's amazing because the you look at the news, and I wake up every morning. I'm still sort of in the when I was on the radio habit of wanting to keep up with everything going on, because you had to, you know. Even though we did basically a music comedy show, comedy in many respects is based on reality and on news, and you have to know what's going on if people are going to call. To a certain extent, not as if I was doing a news talk show. One of my friends who does a very popular news talk radio show mentioned to me, he said, you would be great at news talk. And I said, I would not. I'm basically unopinionated, and I try to get along with other people, and I don't really feel like my opinion is one to force on other people. And usually my opinions are not very popular, so I don't see that as really happening. Although, back in the 70s, when I was in Valdosta at college, there was a guy that worked at WBT in Charlotte. His name was Bob Lacey, and he had a night chat show where people from, because WBT was like a 50,000-watt station you could hear over most of the East, and people called from all over, and he was so mainstream, middle of the road. He didn't force his opinion on anybody. He just merely engaged the people in conversation. And so if someone would say something a bit controversial and someone would call to argue that point, he would allow them to argue that point. It was a very realistic, calm type of radio show. And I often thought, well, if I ever did talk radio, that would be what I would do, is I would want to try to motivate people to say what they thought. Because, and now we're at this point where all talk radio in America are people who are forcing their opinions on other people. You know, the show is about me and what I believe, and you either agree with it or you don't. And I think that's where a lot of the conservative base has been smart, because they've around Rush Limbaugh and those types of people, they have galvanized, and they have come together. I don't know if the word galvan, you know, I'm not really fond of that word, but anyway, and no one on the liberal side has been able to have a radio show that draws the kind of audience. And don't get me wrong, this is all about money. It is all about money, because radio is something that you have to have adverts, you have to have advertising here. It's not, none of it's sponsored by the government. So the popular opinions, or at least what people think they want to hear, but the other problem is that as Americans, most of us are content to believe what someone will tell us on the radio and to not question it. And that's dangerous. So I always appreciate the form and style of Bob Lacey and the way he was able to engage people in conversation, and even those with differing opinions. He brought everyone in, and you were always welcome. And whatever you said, you know, even if you were half insane and said something like, "I believe that fish should take over the world," he would say, "Well, now that's an interesting point, but you know, really, with the landmass and the people where they're living, what would we do with the people?" You know, so he would. Oh, that was amazing. And the other thing I like about the guy, the music for his final sign off every night was one of the tunes from the soundtrack, Fritz the Cat. This is what it's like to be an old guy in radio. And in only the way that Bob Lacey could do it, we would hear,
"You're the only girl I ever really loved."
Oh, my gosh. And then he's coming up to a hard break at the top of the hour, which means you absolutely have to be out of your show by then. And then as the piano is trailing out, you would hear this. It's 12 o'clock. That's it for me today. See you Monday.